Beginnt die Grundab im Sech Zimmer, der Samachir beginnt, aber er beginnt zuerst im Arzt, beginnt zuerst die Gemara. Kol Moidem, everyone agrees, schon in der Skaba bis ein Abude, that if you get the atonement with the one that was not lost, which was the second one, then Abude makes it, then the one that which was lost, and was subsequently found, is Beshogin left to die. So Tais addresses the question, he says, well, Adam Rabban and this Rabban and say, in Chattas Mesa, that the Chattas is not left to die, Elish and Nimtzal Achash Kibber Ba'ilim, only after that the owners got atonement. So it's Tais Tamer, it's a wonder. Because keeping the sphere, who since they hold, the Philip Nimtzis Kurden Kapara, that even if it's found before the atonement, and you sacrifice the second one. So this one, there was a Buddha that was lost as Mesa, and be left to die. So then, am I not Kadavka Shanimtzis Lachash Kippur? Then why are you picking specifically if it was found after the atonement was? Meaning, Shavdu that was lost. You brought another in its place. And then you found the first one. And Thomas is to be left to die. Oh, and Tosis proves that with more perikvot chatas, the Gemara itself over there in the Chav Gimon Beis and Timur asks a similar question. Where it's not. We learn the Mishnah. Mavash chatas about though. If someone doesn't use a karma chatas, it gets lost. And brings another one and sacrifices in its place. Then in the solution you find the first one, Thomas is to be left to die. Oh, so the Gemara makes a dik. Time and the hiccup. The reason is because you sacrificed the second one when the first one was lost and it gets rejected to be left to die. Holy hiccup, loy. But if you didn't get sacrificed it after you found the first one, then we say the first one's not rejected. It's not going to be left to die. It's going to be left to graze. And here this is going like the chacham of Rabbi. But says Tosa Kashla Tavayu. It's difficult on both. Pirish. The Rabbabo, Ulder, Abhunda, the Hassam. That the Amai says, I call my Mabin agrees, Shem Mashach Achaz Men Behikr, that if you went and you drew one of them. And even if the first one you sacrificed, the Shashni Tom, the second one's left to die, Loi Nechliku Elababoli Malachu, only coming to disagree on the case where we're coming to consult, where he wants to fix both of them, where initially he separated the Chatas and they got lost, and then he went and separated another one in his place, and then you find the first one, he comes to ask us what to do. Then we say, oh, okay, go and use the Avuda. But the Ein Avuda will be left to graze. But Tais's question on Rabab Rav Huna, which are both Tamid Mam Rav, is that they say in his name that this that it gets rejected to be left to die is even if you get the atonement after you find the first one, but that's difficult on the wording of the Mishnah, which said if it got lost, then you sacrifice another one, and then you find the first one to be left to die. It sounds like as if that you only have this halacha of the chatz being left to die only if it was lost at the time of that krava. Mishani, and that the Gemara answers, oh, Milsa the Pashad Ketani. Oh, that which is Pashad, that we said, the Le Pashad Le Ketani. Now, Pirish, Milsa the Pashita Ketani, what does it mean to say that the obvious case we learned, Shenimtzis Lacha Krava, that if it was found after it was already sacrificed, oh, that's a simple case, that's a weak case, we said, oh, Zayn Tarach Laharach Lafarach Kom, they don't have to be lengthy, they don't have to explain anything, because since there's no differentiations, it's always going to be left to die. Abanimtzis Ketani Krava, but if it's found before it's sacrificed, so you're right. It's not an absolute. Zimne mesa, zimne rice. Something's been left to die, something's left to graze. And that is imiskap b'shein abuda, if it's getting the atonement with the one that's not lost. Okay, then shnei mesa. Then the second one, the one that was lost, is going to be left to die. Vimiskap b'avuda, if you get the atonement with the one that was lost, shein abuda reil rabban, then according to Rabbanan, the one that was not lost is going to be left to graze. And therefore, the town didn't want to get involved in chilukim, therefore, they rather picked a case which was obvious according to all. But Taisus understands that the Gemara's answer over there helps for our question here in our sugya too. That when we're saying that the ein chatas mesa, only if it was the only way to fix it is if it was found at the meaning, only if it's found after the atonement. But if it's found before the atonement, then there's something to do about it, and that's what he says that you teach him to go ahead and use the first one, and then the second one is going to be left to graze. And Taisa says actually. So too, actually, the Gemara, but they could have asked, Milsa Rabban Gufai could have asked. They could have asked from the words Rabban themselves, as we explained, that they themselves, they say that Chatas is not Mesa only if it's found after the Kapara, but that's not really like appropriate, like we said. So why is the Gemara attempting to be Medaic from the words of the Reisha, which are not explicit? So it says, yeah, I prefer to ask from that of Mehikrib. Like we said, because that's taught in the beginning, and that's like Rabbanan, which is the way they generally do the first words opening is the words that they ask for. So next is Mazda begin with the Gemara, like Ma'afresh de Chatois Lachayis. This case is similar to when you separate two Chatois for insurance, which therefore that gives it a different halacha. So it's a wonder to me, because I have a Mutzla Shnu, the Gemara could have just answered the question by saying Haman Reb Shimon, the Leslie Roy Klal B'chatas Yachad. He holds that there's no halach of grazing at all by an individual chatas. Even by the case when you separate two chatas for response for insurance purposes, that these never gonna have the halacha of meaning from. So our Mishnah that said that the second one's gonna be left to graze is like Reb Shimon, who he says that the halacha is always gonna be that. It's going to be left to die. Even by Hifresh Techatois Lachreis. Can mash me betmur on the Tesla and Bays, a peg at Hatoida, Menachazapay and Menal, a peg Mishay Tom, and Psalm the Kutav Tzadizam and Bays. So why couldn't you just answer simply, that's why it has the halacha of Mesa? So I said, if you're someone you can say, is no, the Masnit, let me talk about it. You can't say Amishna's like him, and therefore it has the halacha of Mesa, because they're talking about Masnit, Amishna told Mesa, and if one of them dies, maybe Shnaim, Achim, you have to bring another two Umagalim and do the lottery on them. Viomale El, and he had previously been quoted as saying, maybe Chabir Shalab Agrol, you could read another one, even another lottery. So obviously not like Tom the Mishnah. Therefore, we have to answer to differentiate and say that there's differences regarding when you will say Roy, when you'll say Mesa, and that we couldn't just answer very simply, say that, oh, the Halacha Mesa is like that of Reb Shimon, who never holds that there's a case of Roy, B'chatas Yachad. The next test, the beginning with Zigmar, Amr B'yanei, says, Amr Kredo Pasuk says, Yomet Chai, should be left alive. Ad Masa is Zakalechis, until how long does it have to stay alive? At Shasman, don't be Shalchaber, until you spray the blood of the other one of the Lasha. So says Timothy to wonder to me, Amayla Maisi Braisa Dil El, the Perikter of Bakalva, why didn't Zigmar just bring the Braisa that it brought enough Memem Beis? Zigmar me Hedya, Hoche, Alibi Rabbi Yehuda, it says explicitly this, according to Rabbi Yehuda, himself, it says over there. So say, Vishlomit, you could say, is no, Dima, he, if we had that Braisa, I mean, I would have said, it may Koid Matan Dime Chaberoi, that if it dies before the blood of the other one, yes, Yabiyach, you'll have to bring another Lashem. But I wouldn't say that you spilled the blood of the Lashem. It just says you have to bring another one. It has to stay alive to that point. Rabbi Yanni is coming to tell us that, moreover, not only you have to bring a new one, but that the blood that you had of Lashem up until now got rejected and that you have to spill it out. Next text must begin with Digman Nishban Ligizbar, that you have to swear in that case to the temple treasurers. Regarding the machzah shekels that were lost, now Pirush Rashi explains that not like learning the Mishnah, he's quoting the sugya elsewhere that says that termin ala avid v'chulu, that you can take a truma on the ones that are lost. So you see that, you know, it's considered that of hektishes, even though it didn't get to them yet. Now, so Tyson now references that sugya, but there, but over there, but in the chesam and al Pirush Rashi explains what's ala avid, that the truma works on ala avid means shabol yad shleach v'avid. I mean, it came to the hand of the agent, but it got lost. But v'leinid labalim kamen truma, it wasn't known to the owners before the truma was done. So then it's going to be valid on their machzah shekels. And what's the case of Al-Govin, the one that was collected? It means to say that the shlich still has it, it just wasn't lost. Oh, the truma salichka works for that too. So it says, Rakash, that's difficult because that's the interpretation. And we're saying a case, and that the next case you don't have to say. It's for shtetzach, it means obvious, which generally you don't say like that, because why are you saying a second case? As Tais explains, the kim the ton determined, but once you said that you do truma on the one that's lost, Sheyesh lechelik, that he has a portion of bisha avod, even though it was lost, legi lo'il lishka, it's never going to come to the lishka because it's lost. Vafilach, even so, he's saying yesh lechelik b'kubas, he has a portion into the box of the trumois halishka. So koshkin al gavish asif b'shigir. For sure, the case which collected where it's not even lost, it's just in the hand of lich. For sure, it's going to end up coming there. For sure, they have a portion. So what's the point of saying that? So rather, Mefarshim read the re-explains ala avod. The case on ala avod is that the truma works on ala avod is shabal lishka. It came to the chamber. Va'avod kaidin shenit ma truma, but it got lost in the possession of Hekdesh, but before the truma was taken off. It got lost from the chamber. And that's what we're saying. We don't have to tell you this case where it came to the chamber, that the truma is going to work for it, even though it's not around anymore. Even the one that's collected, meaning the time that the separation was done, it was only in the hand of the agent. And therefore, even if it ultimately gets lost, it doesn't reach the chamber, still. And regarding those two, the owner is not responsible for insurance. And the third case, Vala Asa Ligvois, is the one that's even going to be collected, which is the biggest Chiddush of Shalom, not Dan L'Shech, which wasn't even given yet to the Shlech. Now, V'hadam, Perek Bezik, Suvizik, Mersizik, Suvizik, Kof Chazim, Elav, Hamud, Han, Nome, Chaber. This of a person is has a vow of not having benefit from his friend. That's still Shekha Shekha, he could do his Machzah Shekha for him. That's not like the Mishnah, and it quotes this Mishnah, determined Allah, but Vuhulu Perish, Toys explains, like Mahani Lemid, because you're not benefiting me at all. That's what the Sugi is telling us. And the reason is because the law of Hochel Achayv Lishko, because anyway he would not have had to give the shekel. So Tais explains, Ma'avid v'gavim Maisa, it's only from the two cases of lost and collected, which, as we explained, the Limachai Bachrusa, they are not responsible for the insurance. But also, like voice Larry, but regarding the third case of where you ultimately going to collect, that can't be talking about because the kibn the chaylishko, because he has, since that case, he would be obligated to machzor shekel. When he's taking the shekel for him, he would be benefiting him for him, and therefore it's obviously not going on that case. The next says, to begin with the Gemara, so too, for the Higot of Abed Zar, which comes Klai, so did based on the erroneous ruling of the courts, that if they got lost, the same halacha that's left to that we have this discussion regarding what the status of it is. Now, it says to us, lay it down, I don't know, once you bring a Seir Abedizar, why don't you bring also the case of Parham Dabashatib, which is this is really the equivalent just regarding all the other sins. So it says, it appears to me, Mishum Dalib Siglik is not really so clear cut that case. Because the Ikanami Parham Dabar, there's another case of Parham Dabar, Shalkoin Mashiach, of the Kohen Gadol, Shatoh, where he made a mistake, and he did it based on his own erroneous rulings. The Ros Kohen Mashiach La'atzmoy, Karoiz Bezn Lassib, because really we consider that as what the haros of Bezlan Tzibur is what the Kohen Gadol has for himself. In that case, they actually don't disagree. And there they agree that most definitely would be left to die, like a Chatzis Yochid, which they only get to talk about another one, because they're only disagreeing regarding Chatzis Tzibur, which they hold that's not left to die. So therefore, they don't want to say Param Davish al Tzibur, in contrast to the Seir Chatzis Abed Zar, where there the Kohen Gadol is not compared to the Tzibur at all. Therefore, that's why they said that case and not the case of the Param Davish al Tzibur.